Last fall, Matanuska-Susitna Borough voters approved some $49 million in road bonds with the condition that the state would split costs 70-30. That 70% did not get included in this year's state budget, but the road problems still need to be dealt with.
Transportation underpins everything we do every day, how we get to work, how we get our kids safely to school.
That's Ann Brooks, a public involvement specialist and a volunteer organizer of the Transportation Forum held in Wasilla.
We all pay gasoline tax every time we go to the pump to fill up our vehicle. A portion of that goes into the Federal Highway Trust Fund and gets returned to Alaska and distributed to projects by the Federal Highway Administration.
And Brooks says the Federal Highway Trust Fund is drying up because nationally people are driving less and paying fewer dollars into the fund.
That fund pays for a lot of our roads and corridors in Alaska, and it's projected to be insolvent.
Brooks says Congress has had to bail the fund out for the time being, but she says in future Alaskans are going to have to step up to the plate when it comes to paying for better roads. Three out of the state's four most dangerous roads are located within the borough, and the past decade's population growth has spurred an estimated 375% increase in use of the park's highway in certain segments north of Wasilla. Representative Mark Newman says he drives the stretch between Wasilla and Big Lake every day.
One thing that I thought probably most compelling that came out of the whole discussion is safety issues on the George Parks Highway. And when I asked Scott Thomas, who is the safety director for the state of Alaska, designing highways, if he could select one area or one road in the state that most needs attention due to safety issues, and, you know, what would that road be? And he stated the section of highway from Wasilla to Big Lake.
Newman said state transportation officials have about $10 million for improvements on that stretch of road, but it's nowhere near enough.
We need about $20 million to get the design and engineering and then some right-of-way work done so that we can continue to move forward to the next steps.
Newman was among several state legislators on hand for the forum, as were House and Senate transportation chairs Peggy Wilson and Al Kukesh. Representative Carl Gatto says it can be a long wait for local roads to be upgraded.
I've been living on Trunk Road for ever since 73, and they survey it every year. And then for 8 or 9, you know, that's a lot of years to be saying, well, why are you still surveying? Well, we finally finished the surveying, and now they're actually knocking the trees over. They're moving dirt.
Gatto says valley growth is outstripping the rest of the state.
It was absolutely startling that while the state grew a certain percent, we left them in the dust. So we have 82,000 people probably right now. And when I got elected, I think first time, I think we had 60. And that was a short 7 years ago. So that's a lot of growth, all with the same roads.
But Gatto says, on a positive note, the forum covered issues like the future of MASCOT, the borough's mass transit bus system. Ideas put forward at the forum included the formation of a regional transit authority to act as a funding mechanism to keep area roads in shape. Alternatives to automobile traffic are increasingly drawing attention to solve the borough's highway woes, and they include plans for ferry and rail service. I'm Ellen Lockyer.